As a mother of three, I can readily insert myself into the gospel story. I can imagine being one of the servants, receiving my three children as something being given to me by my master, God, to take care of. The story doesn't indicate if the master gave any instructions to the servants of how to take care of the master's possessions. I know for sure that I wasn't given any instructions in receiving my three children. The servants in the story who were rewarded were those who took care of the talents given to them and somehow doubled them. In the first century Palestine, the word talent meant a unit of coinage of high value. Today, we think of talents as something we are able to do easily or that which comes naturally to us. But let's put that aside for now. Let's focus on talents as a unit of some value. The servant that was given five talents and traded it for five more was rewarded. The servant had two and made two more was also rewarded. But the servant who had one and buried it for safety so he could return one to the master was reprimanded. What if the servant who had five and traded it and only had one or two or three to give back to the master? What do you think the master would say? The story doesn't say. All we know is that the servant who made use of what's given to him was rewarded, and the servant who buried what was given to him out of fear of losing what he had was reprimanded. I believe this is the point of the story. It's not that the servants doubled what they had received. It's that the servants who doubled their talents properly acted without fear. The servant who buried one talent did so out of fear. You may have heard that the phrase, "be not afraid," or "have no fear," is the most common sentiment in the Bible. It is said in some translations, there are 365 fear nots in the Bible, one for every single day. Regardless of the count, the important takeaway is that God wants us to not be afraid, to live without fear, or said in positive way, to live in trust. Now, how does that translate to me and the children I've been entrusted to take care of? Can I see the desire of God that I live in trust as I mother my children? Totally. When I was pregnant with my first child, I was told it's easier to take care of the baby while the baby is in my womb than when they are birthed. Motherhood isn't easy, and no one ever knows if you're doing it right. Like the servants, we're not given any instructions on what we are supposed to do with this precious human life we've been entrusted. I think, from the perspective of anthropology, my job as a parent is to nurture responsible and mature adults who will contribute positively to society. Theologically, my role as a parent is to nurture their relationship with the divine and to model for them what it means to be one of God's creatures in God's created world. I am asked to do this in trust, to fulfill my role in caring for what's entrusted to me without fear. Some of you may not be parents, and while the role of caring for another human life is something we all share, what else in your life could you say specifically that our good Lord has given to you to take care of, and most likely given without instructions? Today we speak of talent as a natural ability or skill, very much God-given. How are we called to take care of the talents given to us? Certainly we're to use them without fear, to claim what God has given us, to make use of it, and to live boldly in trust. And when we do, the talent is multiplied. What might that be for you? What is the gift given to you for you to take care of, to share with the world so it can be multiplied by God? For me, it's a talent of being with people. I can befriend all types of people. There are no strangers for me, just folks I haven't yet met. I claim this now as a gift, my love for people and for meeting people as they are. And I live this out intentionally in many ways in my ministry. But the more and the deep of it is this: our very self, our life, is a gift entrusted to us by God. To quote Ignatius, what have you done with your life? What are you doing with your life? What ought you be doing with your life? Consider the gospel's invitation to share the talents entrusted to you, to share your authentic self with the world. Claim what they are. Live it. Share it. Boldly and trust and without fear. Know that when we live and share in this way, it'll be multiplied by God. And if we all used our God-given talents in this way, we would be in fact cooperating with God in building, in realizing a world where love, peace, and justice reign.